After hearing Ray give that forecast, here is my prescription for you today. Leave work, or whatever it is that you're doing. Go to Oblong or an independent bookstore near you. Get a great book. Go out into a park or in the grass or just somewhere nice. Soak up the sunshine and enjoy 80 degrees in March. Can't beat it. Susanna Hermans of Oblong Books in Millerton and Rhinebeck joins us with a wonderful collection of books that would be perfect for such an outing. And she joins us this morning. Susanna, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Oh, good morning, Joe.
And I realize that when I think one of your first books is called The Snow Child. But it'll still a little bring. It's spring.
It's spring now, but it'll make you think, oh, winter. You'll be nostalgic for winter, which we didn't actually get to have this year. So it's true. That is the first book on my pile today. It's called The Snow Child. It's by Eowyn Ivey. Eowyn is spelled E-O-W-Y-N.
German?
I have no idea. No, I didn't prepare that information for you.
Seems Irish.
She's American.
I don't know.
She's American.
She is? Okay.
Yeah, she's from Alaska. And it's an incredible debut novel. It's based around the Russian folktale of the Snow Child, which, if you're not familiar with it, it's a folktale about an older couple who can't have children of their own. So one night they build themselves a daughter out of snow. And she comes to life the next morning, and they fall in love with her. And because they finally have the daughter they always wanted.
Right.
But as we all know, a child made from the snow cannot survive living inside a home in the warmth.
They
so it's
melt.
A very tragic, tragic story. So the author takes this folktale and weaves it throughout a story that's set in 1920s Alaska. And it's absolutely stunning. So far, it's one of my favorite novels of the year. Oh, gosh, it's just wonderful. I read it over my vacation and on the beach. So I know you can read it in the sunshine and still enjoy it.
So do the kids melt in Alaska?
I can't tell you
things,
all
right.
I don't want to spoil it, geez.
All right. That's fascinating.
It's a wonderful book.
It's The Snow Child by
Eowyn.
Eowyn Ivey. It's The Snow Child and now out. What is next?
Next, we have a new book from Nick Harkaway.
Look at that. That looks like a real book.
An incredible cover, too. The book is called Angel Maker by Nick Harkaway. Nick is the author of a book called The Gone Away World.
Yes.
Which is a book that many of my bookselling friends list as one of their favorites of all time.
Very funny book.
Mm.
Yes.
And I am embarrassed to say I have not read that book. Even though everyone I know has told me 1,000 times to read it. So I think I need to finally, do this. But he has a new book. It's out today. So maybe I'll get on board with this one and finally, redeem myself. It sounds just totally amazing. It's described as a gangster noir meets absurdist comedy. And it's about a clock repairman from a family of mobsters who's given a clock to fix by a sweet old lady who turns out to be a retired secret agent. He activates a switch on the clock and comes to find out the clock is actually a doomsday device from the 1950s, which is inadvertently triggered. It sounds amazing, and I'm really excited to read it. And I know that the fans of Nick Harkaway, my bookselling fans, have totally endorsed the new book as well. And I think if you haven't read his first book, The Gone Away World, like me, you should probably get to it.
It looks great.
Right. Yeah, it has a very steampunk-looking cover. It's like a shiny black and gold or black and silver cover.
This looks really good.
Right? It totally does.
Yeah, okay. I have to read this.
Yeah, probably.
Wow. Okay, it's called Angel Maker.
And he's British, so he probably has a cute accent. You can interview
yes,
him.
Yes, young
yeah.
Brit. awesome. All right, I like that one.
Cool.
It's Angel Maker by Nick Harkaway.
Next up, we have a new book from our dear friend Howard Frank Mosier.
I love this book.
Yes,
love him.
Yes, he's amazing. So his new book is called The Great Northern Express. And I feel like if you live in New England and you don't know Howard, you probably are dead. He's everywhere. He's been to every bookstore. He is such a
yeah.
tireless self-promoter and an incredible guy. He's sort of like a living legend. His newest book is essentially a memoir of his most recent book tour. So it's sort of a road trip book, and it's also set around him being diagnosed with prostate cancer. I heard Howard speak about this book at our New England Booksellers Conference last fall. I have never seen a group of booksellers laugh so hard. We were laughing so hard, tears were streaming down our cheeks.
Yeah.
He was describing scenes from this book where he was like chased down by a moose. I mean, like crazy stuff happened
in
this book.
In Maine. Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah. It's a great book. And he and then he goes into the cities and what do you do? 100 independent bookstores
across
the country?
Something like that. It's amazing.
And it's a road trip book, but it's really very well done and quite incredible.
He's amazing. I love it. And I feel like this is a great book. I have a lot of people come into the store and say, oh, I have to buy a book for my father-in-law. What should I get him? And I feel like this is the perfect book for that.
Yes. If you live in this region.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, even if you don't.
Yeah.
But as you made the point, everyone should know Howard.
It's true. Read one of his books, at least.
Yep.
Next up, we have a book called By the Iowa Sea. It's by Joe Blair, and it's a debut memoir that sparked my interest because of the subject matter. I went to the University of Iowa for college, and this is this stunning poetic memoir, which is published by Scribner, who's an amazing literary press. And it's written by a guy who was a pipe fitter and a repairman in Iowa. So I'm reading this book now, and I am just blown away by the prose and the writing. It's a very poetic memoir. It's set based around the flooding of the Iowa River in 2008, which basically there was this huge flood in Iowa. More than 9 square miles of land was flooded, and the entire arts campus, which is where I studied, was completely destroyed by the flood. So it's an incredible personal memoir about his family, but it's also set against this disaster backdrop in the Midwest, and it's beautifully written.
And this is this where the Iowa Writers' Workshop is?
Yes, Iowa Writers' Workshop is at the University of Iowa.
Okay, mm-hmm.
And he lives right outside of Iowa City, so it's all set right in that area.
Okay, so that's where you have a lot of great writers coming out.
Oh,
of
yeah,
that program.
It's amazing.
And Iowa.
Yes.
By the Iowa Sea by Joe Blair. It is a memoir. Gorgeous cover.
It is.
Is that Scribner?
A beautiful book.
Like
Scribner. And
Scribner,
it has a ton of blurbs from amazing writers. I'm excited. I'm excited to finish reading it. The next book we have is called Banzai Babe Ruth.
Okay.
It's by Robert Fitz, and he is going to be at our store on Saturday night. The subtitle of this book is Baseball, Espionage, and Assassination During the 1934 Tour of Japan, and it's a new book from University of Nebraska Press. Rob is a Japanese baseball historian, and this book chronicles the year that an all-star team of American baseball players, like Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig, toured Japan in what was essentially a political stunt concocted by the American and Japanese governments to help heal the animosity between the two countries.
Mm-hmm.
And it also sort of kicked off professional baseball in Japan. Fascinating story. If you were a baseball fan, this is, a totally sort of a subject that a lot of people probably don't know anything about. And it's a real important piece of baseball history and political history, and it's just absolutely fascinating. And he'll be at our Rhinebeck store on Saturday night, and I know he is going to be doing a slideshow. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty great event, I think.
My St. Patrick's Day reading was this really cool book about, and now I'm trying to think of the, you may know the title, but it's about the Irish and baseball and Ireland's place.
Sounds familiar,
in baseball.
But I can't place it either.
It's new, and it's out, and I can't think of the title of it. But, boy, that's good, too. And so now I have to read this and find out the Japanese perspective.
That's right.
That's
absolutely.
Cool. All right.
So next up, I have two picture books for ages 2 to 6. The first one is Extra Yarn. This is by Mac Barnett, and it's illustrated by John Klassen. John, a lot of us know from last season's bestseller, I Want My Hat Back, which was a New York Times Best Illustrated Book of the Year. So this is his next book. He's illustrated with someone else's words this time. And I just love this book. There's something about his illustration that I think is so delightful. And it's the story of a girl who finds a box of yarn, and she knits herself a sweater. She has some yarn left over, so she knits a sweater for her dog. But there's still extra yarn, so she knits one for her friend. But there's still more yarn, so she knits sweaters for her classmates, her neighbors, her parents, and she even has enough yarn to knit sweaters for things that don't wear sweaters, like houses and cars.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems her never-ending box of yarn might be magical. So then, one day, an archduke pulls up in his boat, as tends to happen in a picture book, and he demands that she sell him that box of yarn, that magical box of yarn, and of course, she won't stand for that. So it's a funny story. Kids will love the repetition of each page. She knits a new sweater for some new friend or new critter, and the absurdity when she starts to knit for, you know, inanimate objects. And it's so much fun.
But they're connected.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's true. They are connected by it. They're all the sweaters are connected by a thread.
Although the animals, I notice the animals are not connected by yarn. I'm looking at the symbolism in this children's book.
You really are.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, like, the car is connected to her, but the animals aren't connected.
Interesting.
By
the
yarn.
Well, now you're just...
All right. Well...
I think you're reading too deeply.
Now...
Perhaps.
I just read the book on them. On the CIA and the Afghanistan.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, I have that with it. But
yeah.
You see, even in those letters, see, they're
all
connected.
Connected.
Yeah,
well,
that's interesting. We'll have to have them on and ask them what's up with that.
I think maybe you shouldn't jump from reading a book on the CIA to reading picture books and try to analyze them the same way. But, you know, that's just me.
No, you're right. I think you're right.
The next book I have is Otto the Book Bear by Kate Clemenson. Katie Clemenson. You probably know this about me, but my favorite thing in the world is a book about books.
Yes.
So this is another one of those. And this is a story about Otto, who's a brown bear who lives inside of a storybook, and he loves it when kids read his story. You know, it's his favorite thing in the world. But then when nobody's looking, he comes to life and goes exploring around the house. And so remember that he's a tiny bear, because he's small enough to fit on a page. So he's this little tiny bear. And one day his human family moves away and leaves behind a bunch of books, including his book. So he decides, he's all alone, he decides, okay, well, I'm going to go on an adventure. Let's make the most of this. And so he packs up his little backpack and he sets out across the city, this teeny little bear, smaller than a cat. And just when he's sort of getting exhausted and starting to worry that he might not find a good place to live, he stumbles across a library, which is where he finds another book bear and other book creatures who live in books. And, of course, they become best friends. And it's a happy ending.
Yeah, it looks great. And what I like about it is he doesn't end up with the horrible family that left him.
It's true, right? The
right.
Jerks.
So he ends up with fellow book bears. And,
that's good company.
Good.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely delightful.
By Katie Clemenson. And it's Otto the Book Bear. That's terrific.
And that's my list for
that
today.
That is a fine list. You have a great event coming up. We're going to talk to the author coming up in April. Benjamin Bush is coming.
Oh, I'm so glad he'll be on. This book is going to be amazing. He's Benjamin Bush is an actor from The Wire.
Yep. And Homicide.
Yeah. Oh, I have to go do some Netflixing. But he has written this incredible memoir, which is about his two tours of duty in Iraq.
And the son of Frederick Bush,
yeah,
the great novelist, and his mother was a librarian. And I read this book, and it was incredible. We recorded the interview yesterday, and he's an amazing speaker.
Oh, good.
And there were times there where I had chills.
Wow.
Which was very similar to the experience of reading the book. So it's called Dust to Dust, and it's by Benjamin Bush, and he'll be at the store next month.
Yeah, yeah.
In April.
We're excited. We have a really strong events lineup in April and May, and it's all up on our website, oblongbooks.com. And I'm just really excited to have all these wonderful authors coming, and gosh, it's just like an embarrassment of riches.
Nothing wrong with that.
I feel very grateful.
Nothing wrong with that. For more information on Oblong Books and Music and the great work that they do, you can go to their website. It's oblongbooks.com. Oblongbooks.com. You can also see the list there, too, right?
Absolutely.
Post the list.
It's up on
the
site.
And you can visit them in Rhinebeck and Millerton and do both in one day. That's fun. Susanna, it's great to see you as always. A reminder, you can see the book list on our site as well. It's wamc.org/bookpicks. But go check out Oblong Books and see all the great stuff that they have going on at oblongbooks.com. Susanna, my best to the whole crew down there. Thank you very much for being with us, and I look forward to our next chat.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Great to see you. Thank you.